Stimulate the stimulus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama and Vice President Biden are meeting with members of the cabinet later this morning. The president wants to lay out specific goals for how to spend stimulus money during the next several months. Ashley Milne-Tite has that.
The president wants agencies to come up with more detailed plans for stimulus spending. He wants to make sure those billions of dollars go into the right contracts and programs to shake up the economy. The whole point of the stimulus was to get people back to work. The new unemployment rate of 9.4% has shown the administration that goal is more elusive than they thought. When they first introduced the plan, they predicted unemployment wouldn't rise above 8%. According to the Congressional Budget Office, only about $25 billion of the $787 billion package has been spent so far. But a lot more money is expected to go out this summer as states meet a July application deadline for federal aid. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Wall Street Friday ended the week in the green, even if the S&P 500 lost a bit of ground for the day. It gained 2% overall. The NASDAQ pretty much flat in trading on Friday, but added more than 3.5% for the week, and the Dow added about 3% last week. Trading in Asia today mixed. The Hang Seng lost 2.25%, while the Nikkei gained about 1%. Europe's down across the board right now. German and French shares down about 1.5%. The FTSE in London has lost about 1% so far today. Well, this week, lawmakers are expected to introduce legislation that would place federal scrutiny over a controversial drilling practice. The technique has up to now been exempt from U.S. government oversight thanks to a law passed during the Bush administration. Now, the oil industry says reversing it would add big fees and could very well affect exploration. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking as it's called in the industry, refers to the process of injecting water, sand, and chemicals into rock formations at extremely high pressures. The process creates thousands of cracks in the rock so hard-to-reach oil and gas reserves can flow to the surface. But there's also the risk that the chemicals used, things like benzene and hydrochloric acid, could contaminate the groundwater of nearby communities, places like suburban Cleveland and Fort Worth, Texas. That's why lawmakers and environmentalists want fracking to be regulated under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Bruce Basil is with the Oil and Gas Accountability Project.
If you have a water well, they don't really know where all the fractures or cracks are. They put these chemicals down there, and the next thing you know, you may be seeing them in your water well.
But the oil industry says those fears are unfounded. It says states already regulate the process, and any federal oversight would be redundant, except for the additional costs it would impose on the industry. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Additional costs for fuel are part of the big hit airlines will take this year. The International Air Transport Association, the IATA, says today the industry is expected to lose $9 billion this year. That figure is nearly double what the association predicted in March. Now, weak demand was already a problem because of the recession, and the IATA says the problem got even worse after the outbreak of the swine flu. The association's chief says the industry, future of the industry depends on a drastic reshaping of the way it does business.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
This week, federal regulators are expected to let some of the nation's largest banks repay some of their TARP money. The Troubled Asset Relief Program started off as a way to buy away toxic bank assets that could have hurt the financial system as a whole. But there were twists and turns in the massive bailout all along the way. And Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says it needed some twisting and some turning. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Steve.
So how necessary was it for the government to get involved in the first place? We're talking going back to September, the $700 billion TARP program.
Well, it was incredibly necessary for the government to be involved before September and also in September. And if the government had not been involved and foreign governments hadn't been involved, instead of a world financial system, you'd now have a smoldering heap of radioactive wreckage.
And we know the original plan was to buy assets from these banks, right?
Right. That was the idea when finally the Treasury and the then administration, the Bush people, beat Congress into approving it in October after they turned it down in September and there'd been this mess.
So it sounds like they were sort of flying by the seats of their pants, like, you know, let's try this, let's try that. I mean, was there that much confusion going on?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what was happening. And they did this thing in October, and it was horribly confusing and messy, and I didn't see how they were going to do it. And in the end, they didn't see how they were going to do it. So in November, they got up and said, well, we've changed our minds, and instead of buying troubled assets, we're going to put money into a bunch of banks, which is what they did, which was a far smarter thing than buying the troubled assets, as we see now, because even now with the markets really calm, they still can't figure out how to buy troubled assets properly, and none of the programs they're proposing are going to appear anytime soon, and maybe ever.
So are we ending the TARP program with all these paybacks coming up? Are we ending it as confused as we were going in?
Well, first, we're not ending it. A lot of the money is going to stay outstanding, and a bunch of the money that's getting repaid may be recycled into other TARP uses. So it doesn't feel as dangerous as it did back last fall when you'd wake up if you're a business writer and wonder if the world had ended. But, you know, things are still very dicey. There's still a very nasty recession out there that still hasn't run its course.
Alan Sloan, Fortune Magazine. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, Steve.
Share your thoughts with us about the TARP program or anything else at marketplace.org. Finally, Hormel Foods, the makers of the oft-ridiculed Spam product, is launching an ad campaign today. It'll promote the meat as a way to relieve boredom at the dinner table as this recession wears on. The campaign is dubbed Break the Monotony. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.